speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse.
Then he did the same thing to other Who houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who mouses.
It was quarter dawn, all the Who's still in bed, all the Who's still a snooze, when he packed up his sled.
Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrapping, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings.
3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
Poo-poo to the Who's, he was grinchiously humming.
They're finding out now, they know Christmas is coming.
They're just waking up, I know just what they'll do.
Their mouths will hang off in a minute or two.
And the Who's down in the Hoover will cry.
That's a noise that I must simply hear.
So he paused and the Grinch put his hands to his ears. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow.
But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry.
It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very.
He stared down at Hoover. The Grinch popped his eyes, but then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise.
Every Who down in the Whoville, the taller and the smaller, was singing without any presents at all.
He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming if he can. Somehow or other, it just came the same.
And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood whistling and puzzling.
It came without ribbons, it came without tags.
It came without packagings, boxes or bags.
And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store.
Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in the Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes a day.
And the minute his heart didn't feel so quite, whistled with his aloof through the bright moonlight.
And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast.
And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.